Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, on Tuesday, I had a chance to visit with Dan Youngren. He is president of the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers Association and talk to him about this season. Well, Dan, just talk kind of in a recap this year. It's been an awful difficult year for sugar beet growers. What is the message that you're trying to get out as president of the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers?
Well, I'm here to tell you that, personally, I've been at this for 45 years. This is the absolute worst we've ever seen it on our farm. We see this as a valley-wide issue. 180 miles from north to south, 102 from east to west, and there isn't anybody that is going to make money this year. That's a large footprint. You know, just in the beet industry alone, we look at it nationwide, is that a mile-wide field, 235 miles long. That's how many beets are left in the field nationwide. That's from Fargo to St. Paul. It's huge. Put it in that scope. So what we're doing here today is what I said. We're going to go over and we're going to turn every stone and rock over to see if there's something out there that will help the farmers across ag as a whole. We don't even know with the other commodities where they're going to sit. Corn is going to be out there till spring. Beans are not going to know until probably halfway through the winter what's left out there. With the sugar beets, we know that there's 118 acres laying out there that are not going to get in. So that's the struggle that everybody's having.
Is the hardest part about this is the uncertainty of what kind of aid is going to be available in the end?
Well, you know what? Nothing is for sure. And when it comes to assistance from the federal government, we don't know. So what we do is we try and get the information to people like Senator Hovind, Congressman Peterson, and Undersecretary Northey that can help us help them understand what we're going through out here on the land.
You know, the saying is always that crop insurance isn't there to make you whole, but it's there so you can plant another year.
It's a bridge to tomorrow, and that's what everybody's using this for. You know what? The bridge might fall a little short for some people. That's just the way it's going to happen. I just talked to a young farmer that's having issues where, you know what, you got to sit in front of your banker and tell him, you know what, I want to do this again, but I don't know what's going to be there tomorrow. That's a tough deal.
How have the banks been working with growers? Has there been a good relationship between the two? I know banking rules are banking rules, but they can obviously see what's going on in the industry.
They can. And you know what? I've always said in a year like this, your best friend better not be your old classmate. It better be your banker. Be upfront with him. Be candid. Tell him the whole story. That'll help you make a relationship that will get you to tomorrow. And you know what? That's what we need to keep this going. Average age of a farmer is 60 years old, for crying out loud. We need to keep moving that number down, not up. And it's years like this where I'm afraid it goes up instead of down.
Is getting young people to come into the agriculture industry and the sugar beet side a huge problem? We've been hearing numbers recently. Median age right now is 58 to 60 for farmers. They're all planning to retire, hopefully within the next few years. And it's like 6 to 1 retiree as compared to that one youngster that's coming in.
It's tough, especially in the sugar beet industry. It's a high value, high cost commodity. And for somebody to come off the street and try and get into this, it just doesn't pencil. I don't think you'd find a banker out there that would back you to start from the ground up. You need to find somebody to jump in with, whether it's a father, an uncle, a brother, a cousin, a friend down the road, whatever. That's the only way you're going to get into this and work your way in.
Again, that's Dan Youngren, the president of the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers Association. This is Inside Agriculture.